Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. That's right, Wayne Allen Root is your host, and he will be here in exactly 60 minutes. It's Friday, the 12th day of April 2024, and on Fridays, he, yours truly, VLC, gets the chance to hang out with you over these great airways from one coast to another while Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, he keeps everything in check, he pushes all the buttons, and he keeps us on the air, whether you're listening as you're driving to work out in Las Vegas or over in Long Island, getting ready maybe to go to the beach or whatever it is that's on your event calendar. I welcome all of you to spend this hour with me before Wayne takes over, like I said, in exactly 60 minutes. I have many different things I want to talk about in this opening monologue. Let me ask you this. You're a politician. You're the president of the United States. And you've tried to circumnavigate this student debt scenario multiple times. Every time you're shot down by the Supreme Court, you keep going back to that well over and over and over again. Do you think that Biden thinks that he's going to get this thing through? Because Biden doesn't care about the American people. We know that. There's no love affair. He just wants to keep power. The Biden administration announced they knew student debt relief proposal that has the potential to impact nearly 30 million borrowers. Over 43 million Americans owe a collective $1.5 trillion in federal student loans. Now, if you're one of the 30 million borrowers who are on the hook, if approved, it would cancel $20,000 in debt. Single borrowers earning $120,000 or less and married couples earning $240 or less who are enrolled in an income-driven repayment plan could apply to have their repayment forgiven. You're making $120,000. $240! As a couple, you can apply to this. I could wish I'd make $240. And this son of a in the White House is going to forgive a debt that was taken on by these folks. $240,000. Those are professional people. Those are people who are living a hell of a life. So now, waitresses, ditch diggers, at the grocery store, stocking fruit, those folks are going to be asked now to pay for people making $120,000 a year. People are making serious money in some cases. It's so egregious. It's such a shot across the bow of hardworking Americans. Here, take out the loan, go to school, now get a job. Make $240 as a couple, $120 as an individual. And we're going to forgive your loan? You took out a loan in good faith, knowing you're working, making $120,000 a year, and you're going to get that wiped out? Wow. And, of course, everybody who falls into this category is going to be doing jumping jacks. Yeah, whoopee. I mean, there's a small percentage who understand how ridiculous it is. And this is not even to factor in the folks who just finished paying off their debt. Oh, they paid off a couple $100,000, $400,000, $500,000. Ah, you're not part of this. Screw you. Move out the way. Over and over and over again, this guy spits in the face of America, spits in the face of our judicial system, spits in the face of the Supreme Court over and over and over and over and over again. I continue to lock myself into the opinion he is the worst president in the history of the country by far.
Oh, no, look at the number, look at the stock markets.
He's the worst president in history. He's an angry old man who's being guided around by his Obama cronies. The fact that they continue to go down this avenue where hardworking people, truck drivers, people picking fruit, people cleaning floors and toilets, restaurant workers, bar backs, shoe salesmen, security guards at the mall, those folks are going to be asked to pay for people making $120,000 a year, couples making $240,000. If you don't see that as a flat-out vote grab, you're blind. You're absolutely blinded by politics. And you're a dummy. You're an idiot. If you say to me, I admit it, Lee, it's a grab for my vote, but you know what? I could use the extra $25,000. I mean, maybe there are people out there who aren't making $100,000. Maybe they're only making $30,000. It's very hard for them. I get it. I understand it. The lure of the give. Right? The lure. Oh, yeah, give me. It's the same idea. Let's give everybody $1,000 a month. Why not? Why don't we give everybody $2,000 a month? $5,000 a month? Let's do that. That way nobody struggles. It's wonderful. We'll just keep printing it out until the press is broken. And then we're a third world nation. And China will wave their flag as the leader of the, not the free world anymore, but the leader of the world. And we'll take a back seat. End of story. And we could do that maybe for a couple more years, right? We probably could do that for another decade. You can live high on the hog for another decade. And then somewhere along the line, we'll hit that monstrous wall, and that'll be the end. Okay. It's remarkable to me how selfish folks are. As soon as there's something in it for them, they are willing to flip their stance and flip their vote on stuff. Connecticut teacher arraigned on multiple charges for allegedly sexually assaulting, 12 counts of sexual assault. A Stanford teacher who previously coached girls basketball was arraigned Monday morning, dozens of criminal charges pertaining to his alleged sexual assault of young girls. This guy's 33. Touched 12 girls. What a piece of garbage. Allegedly piece of garbage. If convicted, someone like this, or any of these other sexual predators who target your kids, if you're convicted of this kind of stuff, you should go to jail for 20 years, minimum. Because you are a constant threat to the well-being of young people. If you are a constant threat to society, you need to be removed. I'm not asking a lot in that statement. If you're someone who's a habitual predator, what are we doing? Why do we allow these people to get out of prison? If you're convicted multiple times of sexual assault or rape, serious aggravated assaults, gun crimes, what are we doing? Lock these people up. They're never going to contribute. Somehow, the elected officials from, in particular, the left, want to coddle and create some kind of a fantasy world where they're the hero in this scenario, where somehow they rehabilitate someone who's a multiple-time child rapist. Why? Why do we do it? For what? Maybe the one who doesn't rape again out of the thousands that are left out to torment neighborhoods and societies around the country? That's a win for you? Are you kidding me? These folks are demented, deranged, have serious, serious mental issues. You want to stop these kinds of crimes? Lock people up. You want to stop drunk driving? Well, lock somebody up when they're drunk driving. That's it. Or at the very least, take their car keys away. Want to stop this crime? Make it more punitive. You want to stop illegal voting? Make it a felony. I mean, give me a break. It's not hard. Just do it. You guys really want to stop this? Okay, make it a felony. Who wants to make it a felony? Why not? Why wouldn't you want to make it a felony? If you're caught stuffing a ballot box with multiple votes, if you're ballot harvesting, and you're causing the most sacred event that happens in this country, something that without it, without the sanctity of voting, we are nothing. We are nothing. We're a banana republic. If you don't want to make that a felony, you have to explain yourself to me. Why is that? Well, because, of course, the Democrats, they use this as a tool. That's why. It's the only answer. The Dems benefit from this kind of activity because they do it better than the Republicans. They've been doing it for longer. So that's why it's not a felony. It's pretty simple. Let's see. The most underreported and underdiscussed story of 2023, a federal district court judge upheld by a unanimous appellate panel found the Biden White House and FBI committed one of the gravest attacks on the First Amendment in decades by coercing big tech to censor dissent online. If you disagreed with the shot, you got censored. If you disagreed with what they were doing to, let's say, Trump, or you disagreed with something with the Second Amendment, or whatever it was that they pinged and you weren't allowed to talk about, they nixed you on these social media platforms. And it wasn't just the social media. It was Biden, the worst president, the most corrupt president in the history of this country. There you go. Opening monologue in the books. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root for the first hour. Don't move. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allyn for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his one-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to spikewarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to spikewarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listen up, ladies and gents. Are you or a special...
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're in so much trouble. This is a communist and globalist takeover of the United States. The enemies of America are within, but you already know that. So I want to bring you solutions. Here's a big one. I have a survival food product for all of you. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. You know there's an attack on our food supply, our farms, our food production facilities, our supply chain. Food prices, because of inflation, through the roof. Worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned, America-first company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life. Premium Texas beef. No beef crumbles like other survival food companies. Only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin with no mRNA jabs ever. Only one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. They've created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans. Warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use promo code WAR15 at checkout. 15% off at Warbeef.com. Promo code War 15.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. Yes, your main man, Wayne Allen Root, best friend, by the way, of Donald J. Trump. Or they are at least very close. I think he's interviewed him now, what was he saying, 15 or 16 times, Chris, down there in Texas? Chris will let me know. Anyway, again, Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. You can go on my website, which really we haven't done much with, leeelsie.com. Like the Facebook, The Voice of Freedom, or like my YouTube page. That would be great. Usually every single day I post a couple of videos. Before I run out of time, I want to tell you guys, it looks like the GOP leaders are calling for some accountability in California after the state can't account for $24 billion, with a B, dollars spent on the homeless crisis. This is something that I've been talking about off and on a lot, and here's why it bothers me. We pour buckets of money at this problem of homelessness in the country. And not only has that effort been unsuccessful, it's actually gotten worse. Homelessness right now is at an epidemic level. So when we're throwing, and we do it here in Connecticut, we throw tons of money at it. You drive around any city, whether it's New Haven or Hartford, and there are more people on the side of the road with signs saying homeless, help me, feed me, than I've ever seen in my life. In fact, when I drive to work every day, there are literal encampments. I drive on 95 to get to the studio here in Connecticut every single day. There's literal encampments of homeless. This is Connecticut. I can only imagine what it's like in some of the bigger cities around the country, how bad homelessness has gotten. So the fact that GOP leaders are curious where the money goes, well, that's legit. Because I tell you where it goes. It goes to the upper echelon. It goes to the presidents of these quote-unquote tax-exempt charity programs, and these guys and gals are making minimum six-figure contracts, supposedly, to fight homelessness. And it's not working. It's absolutely been a travesty. Again, it's in reverse. So do I have an answer for how to solve homelessness? Well, I would think improve the economy is number one. Number two is we need to turn back the clock and reinvest in some of the facilities that were taken away during the Reagan administration, where they essentially destroyed some of these places where we parked folks who were mentally unstable. And we had them here in Connecticut. I know there have been places around the country that are similar to that. And a lot of these people who are living on the street are mentally incapable of caring for themselves. And that's why they end up on the street. And by the way, a lot of people who end up on the street want to be on the street. So there's that factor that needs to be weighed in on all of this as well. But if we want to really help people, I think it's time for us to reinvest in these types of programs/facilities. Never mind this, you know, walk around idea where you temporarily house people in different shelter locations. That doesn't work. These people in a lot of cases have mental deficiencies and they need some kind of medical treatment. And I was, again, just focusing in on how I would handle it in Connecticut, since Connecticut is my home state, but this could actually work in any state around the country. All the money that we wasted during COVID, all that money that was stolen, imagine building 10 facilities to house, let's say, 100 people minimum, that actually could house homeless folks state by state across the country. And you could take that money that we threw in the toilet and reinvest in places like that and actually get people who want to get off the street, get them off the street by the thousands, I think, by the time it's all said and done. That's just my idea on how I would attack that program. But it's not a surprise to me that $24 billion has gone missing as far as the homeless crisis goes in California. I think if you were to go state by state, you'd see a lot of people are dipping into the till and taking a few extra bucks for themselves when it comes to some of these homeless programs. All right, again, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root each and every Friday. I get the first hour. Wayne will be here in less than 1 hour. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy, Gary, to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
War now.
U.S. USA News update. 16 people were injured, 3 critically, when the driver of a stolen 18-wheeler deliberately crashed into a Texas DPS office. Happened in Brenham, which is located on a key highway linking Houston and Austin. Several reports say the driver was arrested and that he was angry he was denied a commercial driver's license Thursday. Donald Trump set to make history as the first former president to face trial in a criminal case. Jury selection for Trump's alleged hush money case taking place in New York City will begin on Monday. The accusation against Trump involves falsifying business records to conceal a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. A new study reveals that certain cities are being hit harder by rising inflation than others. According to WalletHub, Honolulu, Miami, St. Louis, Seattle, Dallas, and the San Bernardino area in Southern California are facing inflation rates above the national average. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, back. So, special guest joining us. We have been circling this topic for a while. I'm glad we're getting a chance to talk to this next gentleman. Because I can't really put my finger on the answer to this, but I know it's bothering a lot of the listeners out there. I know it's bothering a lot of Americans out there. Dr. Curry Myers is joining us, America's criminologist. What does it mean to be America's criminologist? Give me a breakdown of that.
Well, I'm an applied criminologist, so and the reason it's applied is I look at key outcomes based on practical experiences, and the practical experiences with respect to mine is not only academic, but I spent 24 years on the job as a state trooper, as a special agent. I was a Kansas Bureau of Investigation special agent, assigned to DEA for 5 years as well, and then I became sheriff of one of the larger sheriff's offices in the Midwest, Johnson County, Kansas, which is in the Kansas City metropolitan area. So I care about not worldwide crime. What I do care about is crime that impacts the United States. So my main focus is on America and criminal justice public policy that we're doing right and that we're doing wrong.
Well, thank you for your service, first of all. Let me say that because, you know, I have family members who are state troopers in the state of Washington, and what you guys have to go through is not easy. So I thank you for all of that and trying to keep law and order here in this country. I have always been somebody who comes down on the side of being, you know, punitive. You want to stop crimes, you get punitive with the result of some of these crimes. Maybe we can get into that in a bit here, but let me ask you first about the crime statistics, and what we are hearing now is that, well, crime is down, everybody. Why are you making a big fuss out of this? Crime is down. Is that true?
No, in fact, it's misleading. I watched the president's State of the Union address because generally crime is crime public policy is addressed, so I was interested in that in particular. And when he got to it, he stated last year the United States had one of the lowest rates of all violent crime in more than 50 years, and I was astonished by this remark. And to me, criminal justice public policy is and misinformation associated with it is similar to what we're seeing with economic news, financial news, immigration. It seems to be we're trying to establish a new norm, and we're using numbers that are in fact spurious. Well, in this particular case, the FBI Unified Crime Reports is what they call the UCRs, have been a data point that law enforcement, the public, and media has used for decades, but within the last 4 years, the information no longer is accurate. And so when you're citing FBI information that is not reliable, then you're giving a false narrative out, the fact that crime is higher than what it was. It did dip from 2010 to 2019, but started to increase. The problem is about 40% of law enforcement agencies in America do not contribute any data at all to the Unified Crime Report, which affects the violent crime rate that you have. So there are Florida, the state of Florida, only 40% of the agencies provided data. You have Florida, only 8% of the agencies. Pennsylvania, 9% of the agencies, New York State, 24%, Maryland, 38%, California, just half, Illinois and New Jersey, just half. And then you have some police departments. New York Police Department provided zero data, LAPD, zero data, Phoenix, zero, San Francisco, Miami, New Orleans, Pittsburgh. These are all big cities and with high crime. If they're not providing any data to the information, then how can it be useless? So, I mean, how can it be useful? So I think what people have to understand is there should be key assumptions now associated with these UCRs. And the Department of Justice puts out another report called the National Crime Victimization Survey, the NCVS. And in the past, the UCR and the NCVS have been parallel to each other. They complemented each other. If there's an increase in crime, generally you see the National Crime Victimization Survey increase. If there's a decrease, it does the same. Well, from 2021 to 2022, the National Crime Victimization Survey saw an increase in violent crime of 44%, which the UCR did not reflect that same data. This is a remarkable increase.
Right.
And it's never happened before where those two data points have been so off. The other key assumption is that a lot of people don't understand is we've had a significant increase in police officer retirements and resignations. We have police officers that are retiring early if they can. In some places, the national average is a 44% increase in police retirements. We're not able to resupply the labor pipeline. And so maybe only 20% of those positions are being refilled. And then we have some departments across America that have been defunded. So if they did want to refill them, the political leadership in those cities have decided that they're going to take monies away, which about 75 to 80% of the budgets make up salary and benefits. So it's certainly going to have an impact there. So if you just take those two key assumptions, and people can look at my Substack where I have the math, Dr. Curry Myers at Substack.com. You can see, Dr. Curry Myers .substack. You can see the information, and I calculate that now it rises to 630. And this doesn't even include, we have a huge problem with open border. There's estimates that about 20% of the people coming across the border are actually criminal illegal aliens. That means they have criminal histories or they committed criminal acts. Many of those are not being reported. So that increases the violent crime rate. And then the last key assumption is decriminalization. Lee, if you know that, you know, there's been a lot of cities and a lot of states that have decided to decriminalize crime.
Right.
And that means law enforcement's not responding to those former criminal acts in which they used to. And as I can tell you, as someone who worked in the field, it wasn't uncommon to have multiple charges. If you got called to a crime scene or a crime that occurred, it wasn't uncommon for you to understand and investigate and develop the fact that there may be two or three additional crimes that occurred as a result of that one call. So we're missing all of that information. All of the data is spurious. And it seems to me that the political comments are we're trying to establish a new norm and just get people used to the high numbers.
So let me ask you, this question's bothering me for the whole conversation. How is it not some kind of federally mandated requirement for law enforcement to report this data? Because you would think this is crucial into how, you know, we attack crime in this country. How can we let this just slip by? How come there's not legislation written that police departments across the country must submit this stuff?
Well, one of the reasons this occurred is the FBI rolled out a new software in 2019, and it was not rolled out correctly. It had a lot of problems and a lot of issues. Agencies had difficulty putting the information data in, and some of this is frustration from the police departments and county sheriffs and state troopers that can't put the information in because it gets rejected, so they're wasting their time as a result of putting it in. So a lot of this is because they rolled out something new and didn't roll it out correctly.
Right.
And as a result, agencies, now it's getting better. In 2023, we saw 31% of the agencies not providing it. The previous 2 years, it was up north of 40%. But there was a time when police agencies gave 85, 90% of the police agencies provided this data.
Right.
It's kind of hard for really small departments because they may not have the software. They may not have the analysts to be able to put in this crime information. I'm a huge advocate of evidence-based policing.
Right.
And I think it would astonish the public that most law enforcement agencies base their understanding of crime on historic figures and historic numbers, and they're not seeing crime in real time. And so if there's anything the federal government could do is having upgrades and software where we could actually see crime in real time and not historic, and that way we can deploy labor resources like hotspot policing and really target crime in specific areas. And the best part about evidence-based policing and hotspot policing is it's not feelings-based.
Right.
It's based on data, because the argument now is for a lot of people is everything is about race, everything's woke, and we don't treat facts the same anymore. Everybody wants to base things on feelings.
Let me ask you, I don't want to get too political with you. I don't know how, you know, political you want to get, but it just seems to me, it floors me because, you know, I get on the air every day and I talk about crime and punishment. And as I said earlier, the punitive side of it and why we let hardened criminals either go, 16, 17, 20 convictions on different crimes, and they're out walking around. The last issue with the police officer that got shot here in New York City, what, 11 felony convictions. What do we have to do? Like, politically speaking, what has to happen for the Democrat side of the aisle to see this as a legitimate problem? And if what it makes me think, Doc, that they want this chaos in America. They're striving for a dysfunctional America for some reason, which I still don't understand. Can you comment on any of that?
No, I'm happy to. I think you're absolutely right. I used to call bad criminal justice public policy unintended consequences. People make decisions and they don't realize how it affects things downstream. But it seems to me nowadays they're intended consequences. You can't tell me that the impact of border crime is because they were not aware that you can't have an open border and just let anybody. We have no idea who's coming into this country.
Exactly.
We've had somewhere in the neighborhood of about 35,000 just Chinese nationals coming in within the last year that I'm sure are embedding in American society. And
Doc, really, it was interesting. I want to keep your number. Hopefully I can use you down the road because I think people would like to hear your opinion down the road on a lot of different things. Can you tell everybody where's the best place for them to find you and sort of read what you have? Where do they go?
Well, thank you again very much. The Substat where I do a weekly podcast and I do reports out is drcurrymyers.substack.com. Curry is C-U-R-R-I-E-M-Y-E-R-S. And I'm on X at Dr. Curry Myers. And in fact, if you just Google Dr. Curry Myers, there's all, you know, all kinds of stuff going to come up on the radio shows. I probably do about 250 radio and television here to include Fox National and things like that. So I'm unafraid about, you know, speaking about criminal justice issues.
Well, I appreciate it. I do. And this probably was your best show ever, right? Doing mine.
That's right. Thanks. Hey, pleasure to ball play.
There it is.
I get to talk to the guy who was in the show.
Well, listen, thank you so much. Great stuff, Doc, and I thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.
You bet. God bless. Stay safe.
You got it. All right, we'll be back, everybody. Stick around.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroof, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Alaroot sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Ward sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or any time in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at War. WarBeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply. Our farms, food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At WarBeef.com, you only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to WarBeef.com and get 15% off. That's WarBeef.com.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. And most weeks we track this next guest down and spend a little time talking about the world of politics, in particular the world of politics as it pertains to the military. And he's a good friend of the show, and he's with the Heritage Foundation. You can find out more about him at heritage.org. He's got 40-plus years of military excellence under his belt. You can find out more about him at S. Bucci on Twitter and go online, heritage.org. That's Stephen Bucci. Stephen, I want to start with something that happened in your backyard, Dearborn. Death to America, death to Israel, chants pour out of Muslim protesters. You know, you've been fighting for American freedom for the better part of your life. When you hear something like that within the borders of this country, look, I'm a staunch advocate for the First Amendment. People should be allowed to say whatever they say. But it seems as though this is always either swept under the carpet or we're supposed to ignore it. But death to America in our own, you know, one of our own suburbs here in near where you are, out in Michigan. How does that make you feel?
Well, you know, as a person, it bothers me. You know, I fought for our country. My son has fought for our country. My father fought for our country. And to have people who have come here, immigrated here, and you know, somehow think that then America is going to totally change our system to completely align with their beliefs and the systems that they ran away from in their home country, or those that were born here and just adopted those things, it bothers me as an individual. As a military officer and a person who served the country at high levels, you know, I have to say that's why I put my life on the line, was to give them the right to do that because of the First Amendment. But I think it's irritating because it's so darned illogical. It's just ridiculous to sit there and let them, quote, the Ayatollahs from Tehran, and they're the authorities of what's right and moral when they're slaughtering their own people. When a lot of those folks from Dearborn, by the way, who are Sunni Arabs, and they're quoting the Persian Shia mullahs from Tehran, who, if these Arab Sunnis move to Iran, they'd be a persecuted minority.
Right.
But, you know, they don't even, the mullahs don't even consider them real Muslims. So it's just interesting to see what rhetoric they wrap their arms around, what they promote. It's not logical. It is completely orchestrated by people from outside this country and people who don't have a clue about the reality of the things that they're talking about. A lot of these folks, you know, I love they introduce, well, what does from the river to the sea mean? And they have no idea.
Right.
There's some of them don't even know which river and which sea they're talking
right.
about.
Right. Right.
Which is, you know, but they're, by gosh, they're demanding that America respond to them. And it's sad. And it does, it's bothersome.
If I got, let's say, 1,500 listeners together and we walk down some main street in Hartford and our chants were death to Islam, death to Muslims, I would be labeled a white supremacist. It'd be a hate crime, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and you'd get arrested for doing that. But these people can do this, make these demands, and they're protected. If there were counter-protesters, which you would have had to be pretty, you know, have a lot of chutzpah to go in there, if you had been, you'd have gotten beaten up, and they probably would have arrested you, not the people making those death chants. So,
incredible.
It's really interesting. And one of the speakers was saying, you know, for all these years, everybody has bowed down to Israel. Everybody's afraid to criticize them. And I'm thinking, yeah, a lot like they're afraid to criticize you guys now. Nobody wants to be seen as, you know, being intolerant of Islam, being Islamophobic, which is a stupid term because that means you're afraid of Islam, not that you're being mean to them.
Right.
But they, you know, they claim that, but that's what they're using as their biggest male fist, is that they know no one is going to challenge them directly because then they'll be labeled some sort of bigot. But they're calling not just for, you know, changes, but for the destruction and the murder of every Jew in the world. And they dragged all of America with them because, after all, we're supporting those terrible people. It's just amazing that the double standard in these people's minds. And I got to say, and it's not, these are not just uneducated people. There's people with a lot of education,
right,
and they believe this stuff.
Imagine what the world would have said if Israel parachuted troops from the sky and they went to a dance festival in Gaza and killed unarmed men and women and slaughtered them and raped them. And I mean, what would the world have said then?
Oh, they'd be going nuts. I mean, if Israel had done anything like, well, and right now, after they did that, that's totally forgotten or celebrated as, oh, it was totally necessary, it was just legitimate resistance.
Right.
And now Israel's actions in retaliation, that's the thing that's the problem. That's the thing that's, you know, unbearable and must be stopped.
His name is Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. S. Bucci on Twitter. Thank you, Bucci. I appreciate it. We're out of time. Wayne Allen Root is here, and he is up next. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.